female voice boomed down the line and I held the receiver away from my ear a little bit. Who? Philomena Bloom, the woman repeated impatiently as though I was meant to know who she was. Zonder Stone's agent, she went on. I could almost hear the woman rolling her eyes. Oh, of course, I said. I'm so sorry. You just caught me at a bad time. You'd think I'd remember a name like that. A normal person would have asked me if they could call back at a more convenient time, but Philomena Bloom bulldozed on regardless. I'm checking up on the details for Mr. Stone's book launch next week, she said. Of course, I said again, cringing inside as I crouched down behind the counter to find the shop diary. I really needed to get more organised and get the diary online, along with the ordering and stock-taking systems. Missy had been nagging me to do it for months, but there was something so comforting about a paper diary, and I was reluctant to let it go. Friday the 29th, Philomena went on. 7 for 7:30. Of, I managed to stop myself saying of course for the third time. Yes, everything's organised, I said instead, even though I wasn't sure about that at all. I was used to organising book launches, author readings and all sorts of other events at the bookshop. How else could we keep it running? But Xander Stone's launch was the highest profile event we'd ever hosted, and I wondered if I'd bitten off more than I could chew. The man who'd self-published a book about the ghosts of North Yorkshire was one thing, but Xander Stone?
Because Mr. Stone is very particular.
While my mind had been drifting, Philomena had been bellowing, so I forced myself to concentrate.
He will want to see the lay of the land for himself, choose the menu and so forth.
Menu? I thought it was just going to be champagne and nibbles.
For the nibbles, of course, Philomena said slowly, as though speaking to an inattentive child.
Well, Mr. Stone is very welcome any time at Taylor's Bookshop, I said, forcing a smile that Philomena couldn't see.
Just ask him to come by beforehand and we can discuss all his requirements. Or if he wants to talk sooner, he can give me a ring.
Over the summer, a new cafe had opened on the corner by the bookshop. A couple from the coast specialising in artisan teas and unusual cakes and snacks. I'd asked them to cater for Xander Stone's launch and hoped they would be up to his very particular standards.
I think he is in York at the moment, in fact, Philomena said, and I heard her clicking away on her computer keyboard.
She had clearly digitised her diaries.
Yes, here we are. He was due to leave London yesterday.
Really? The book launch isn't until next week.
As I said, he's very particular and superstitious.
Superstitious? I asked, surprised. Maybe he would fit in with the ghost experts and ufologists who had launched at Taylor's Bookshop after all.
Yes, he always likes to be out of London when the reviews start to come in and The Guardian, The Times and The Telegraph are all due to review this weekend.
I see. This raised all sorts of questions which really weren't my business to ask.
So, everything is organised?
Philomena double-checked. Everything is organised, I replied, finally opening the diary on the right page and seeing that I had at least got the date right. Along with the champagne and nibbles orders, I didn't really see what else I could do until the day. But Mr. Stone can pop by any time to let me know what else he might need.
Excellent. Well, I'll see you a week tomorrow, Philomena said before ringing off.
So, she was coming too then. I wondered if Xander Stone was bringing any more of his entourage with him that I should know about. It had seemed like such a good idea when Philomena Bloom from Bloom and Cuthbert Literary Agents had first called. There was no Cuthbert, apparently, just Philomena herself.
It makes people think there's a man about the place, Philomena had confided in me during that first conversation back in August. Makes them take me more seriously.
I'd agreed non-committally, not sure what to make of Ms. Bloom or the non-existent Mr. Cuthbert. I was just excited to be getting our first Sunday Times best-selling author launching at Taylor's.